So you see the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu and the importance of being honest after the Sreifa of Nodav Yaviyu. Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded the Kohanim to bring korbanos, and they brought the korbanos, but they didn't eat them. They burned them up. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and he didn't want to get angry at his older brother, so instead he got angry with Aaron's remaining children. It says, "Ve'sir chatas dorosh drash Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what happened to the sir chatas, the he goat, from the sin offering, because they burned it up. It says, "Ve'yiksof al elazav eli summer b'nei Aaron nosim lemor." Madula Khazmat Khatas Mkoma Kodesh ki Kodesh Kodesh Mihi, we also know San Lakham Lose Savon Aida, Lakapeleche Alayam Lifnaranoi. So he said, you have an obligation as part of the sacrifice to eat the sacrifice to complete the atonement process. And it says, Hey in Lohuva is Dama la Kodesh Bnu Achol Tokla Osoba Kodesh Kasher Tivisi. Why didn't you do as you were commanded? Since they didn't answer a thing, they accepted the rebuke. So it says, "Vaydaber Aaron al Moshe, Hein ayom yikubas chatzam solos mitzvay anoy, v'tekmen osi koelo v'chad chatzam ayom v'itav b'ina anoy, v'ish m'moshe v'itav b'inav." So it says that Aaron answered rather than his children, and he said, "Well, that we're in aninus, my sons were burned up. So really, we're really supposed to eat from this korban." So Moshe understood their logic and he agreed with it. And he accepted Aaron's position. So there's a story mentioned by the Chiddush Arim that the Chiddush Arim once rebuked the Sfas Emes, that his grandson, he was up all night learning, and he couldn't get a certain, I think it was a Tosfos, and then finally went to sleep maybe at 5 in the morning, and he had to get up at 6, and he was late. So he's rebuked by his grandfather. So his roommate said, "Well, why didn't you amend?" He said to the Sfas Emes, he was a young boy, he says, "Why didn't you tell your Zeta? You were up all night, you know." He says, "And miss an opportunity to receive rebuke from my Alter Zeta? Forget about it. I wanted to hear the rebuke. This is why I learned how to rebuke. I learned to accept rebuke, and it was acceptable." And so that's something that all of us, that we need to learn about. Is we do wrong, we don't have to remain in our positions. "No, I was right and you're wrong," or trying to make excuses for something. You came late from Indian. He came late from Indian. He really did. Oh, why? Mitigating circumstances? Oh, you could talk about it. But the Metzias says he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so therefore he got the rebuke. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, we see, he didn't follow the logic of Aaron. He was focusing on one thing where there were other things to focus on. Moshe was wrong right away. He said, "I was wrong." Right away. Didn't matter. I'm the leader. Do as I say, not as I do. He didn't go into that. And we see the same thing. Right afterwards, you start with the laws of kashrus. Zosachaya sher tochlu. So, of course, the one animal that's unique in all of the animal kingdom that has a split hoof but doesn't chew its cud is the chazer, the pig. So they say, why is the chazer so unique? And why does every goy know that the Jews don't eat chazer? Because from the outside, the chazer looks kosher. It's got a split hoof, and but it doesn't chew its cud. So they say, "You kosher or not?" He holds up his split hoof. "Oh, sure, I'm kosher." And he starts chewing. It's in his mouth. Wrigley's spearmint or whatever it is, and as if he's kosher. And but that hypocrisy. So that's bedafka why every non-Jew understands that a Jew can't eat chazer, because a Jew can't be a hypocrite. You can't be an Ovid Hashem. And even how the Rebbein Shem of the Torah adds words to the Torah, doesn't say this is unclean, but it says this you can eat and this you can't eat. This is clean, and it has this one sign of cleanliness, but not the other. It doesn't say it's unclean. The Torah even added words so that we should speak B'losh Nikiya. And so this is, you get to be a kadosh, you get to be holy, like Moshe, like Aaron, like members of Klal Yisrael, when you act in a way that of holiness, and you don't make excuses, but you accept the truth for what it is, and you serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, because that's why we were created. Have a good Erev Shabbos.